Hey everybody, it's your Daily Thought here with Coach Daly on a Tuesday, June 6, 2023. Coming in this morning, definitely better off. Remembered my bag, so I have my laptop and got my folders and some other things I typically use throughout the day. So it's a good day compared to the start of yesterday. But yesterday finished really, it got better quickly. Let's just put it that way. People helped me out. Big shout out to Gabe, our tech guy. Had a backup laptop for me that I was able to plug in and get stuff set up, run a little bit later yesterday, but that was okay, but still was able to present the movie I'm showing my few students in my principal's leadership class. We're going to finish that up today. Very powerful. I got to do a post on that for sure. Miracle season. Unbelievable. And then I found out some other unbelievable news yesterday. Working with John O'Leary, he had a session. He had his monthly coaching session on. We had about 50 people on for his live thing, and just great things coming. And one of his messages that is resonating with me about being bold. Be bold. And it's something that I know about. It's something that I've tried. It's something I need to keep doing. Instead of playing small, I need to play big from the standpoint of the things I want to do in life, the things I want to help people with, the things I want to improve about myself. That saying just resonates in my head now. You do no good by playing small. The world needs you not to play small. The world needs you to play big. And that doesn't mean millions and millions of people and, you know, doing all this for different parts of the world, but right where you are, right? Wait, look down at your 2 feet, where you planted right now. You need to play big. You need to play bold, right? The things you want to do, the habits you want to create for yourself, the bad habits you want to get rid of, the thinking you want to fix, your health you want to fix, your relationships you want to fix, your finances you want to fix, the list goes on and on and on. That's being bold. If you make a bold move today to say something to somebody you love that normally you wouldn't say or you forgot to say, or an action, doing something to help somebody out that you normally don't do, that's bold, right? Smiling at somebody that you normally may not smile at, a stranger, someone you know, you may not even care for them. Sometimes they get on your last nerve, but you smile at them. Or you say, good morning, hey, how's your day going? What can I do to help? That's being bold, right? There's so many things. Bold doesn't mean the cameras are on and, like, you know, you post about it and everybody has to see it. No way. Being bold is you get up on time. Being bold is you told yourself you're going to do something, you do it. Right, being bold is today, I got a doctor's appointment, I got to take a half day for, but I told myself I'm going to the gym, right? So I'm going to do that after the doctor appointment. I'm going to run home, grab some lunch real quick, get to the doctor's, may take a little bit. I'm going to have my bag in the car, I'm going to the gym. I found my earbuds. They were lost for a few days. I was a little ticked off. Again, caught myself over the weekend having to mow the grass without my earbuds, right? Worst problem in the world. Oh, my God. I was playing small that day when I was complaining to myself about not having my earbuds. And I couldn't listen to my podcast that I wanted to listen to, so I had to do it. I had to think for myself. Oh, my God. I had to, you know, mowing the grass. I didn't have somebody talking to me. I had to talk to myself. And there were some moments I did pretty good, and there's other moments I probably wasn't doing too much good there, but I laugh about it now. I wasn't laughing. But I tried to catch myself as far as the complaining goes, right? Criticize, condemn, complain. I got to get rid of those three C's. But again, I just hope that things are going well for you. Be bold somewhere today. Whenever you listen to this, be bold. Help somebody. Help yourself. Do something you normally may not do, even if it's going for a walk. You know, even if it's whatever it is. Find something that's good for you or somebody else and do it. That's being bold, right? Being bold doesn't have to be huge. A small thing can be bold. And the world needs all of us to play big, right? To be bold in doing the things we want to do. I'm going to put the link into this podcast from John O'Leary. And he's talking to Ivan Maisel. The title of it is A Father's Journey to Demystifying Grief and Loss. Powerful, powerful episode. Got me in tears a few times. Really, when I finished it up today in the car, it really got me thinking about being bold. And it's funny how this message of being bold is being resonated in me. A couple things that I read this morning, read over the last few days. Big shout out, Dr. DePonio, our superintendent here. It was funny, I walked into our main office before graduation early Saturday morning. There was Dr. D tucked around the corner going over his speech for graduation. And we had a great talk. And he reminded me about being bold, right? Being bold. Doing things anyways, no matter if you're fearful. Doing things anyways if people criticize you when you know it's the right thing to do, right? And so this boldness message has been percolating here. And a lot of it came together this morning. So I did the Facebook Live doing this now. And, got a lot to do. A lot to do. But being bold about it. Being on offense, so to speak, pressing forward, keep moving, right? Not stopping. That's being bold. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, hopefully all is well. And if it's not, hang in there. Lift your head up. Keep being bold. Take that next step. That's boldness, right? Keep loving on yourself, fixing things you got to fix, loving on others that you need to love on, encouraging others, encourage yourself. Just do something bold today whenever you listen to this. And then try doing it something every day. Okay? All right. I got to run. Love you guys. Thanks for doing this with me, this journey. Share this message. Give it to somebody you think might need it. Pass these links on to other people too. Keep listening to, even if I don't pass on other links from John O'Leary, right? Or Brian Buffini or Sam Crowley or Ben Newman, right? Keep passing these links on to other people and keep listening to those shows, right? Ed Milet, keep listening to these shows. Get connected with these guys because they're inspiring me, and I know that some of these people can inspire you, okay? There's tons of things out there, so keep doing it, okay? All right, thanks, you guys. Got to run. Love you guys. See you soon. Take care.